Welcome to Nahuel Huapi National Park, the first Argentine national park. Its origin dates back to 1903, when Francisco Pascasio Moreno donated to the Argentine state a tract of land located at the western end of the Lake Nahuel Huapi in order to create a protected area. Its large surface of more than 717,000 hectares preserves a wide variety of natural environments, rich in flora and fauna. It also bears witness to human history in this part of Patagonia, starting from 13,000 years ago to the present communities of the region. The protected area preserves one of the main water networks in the country. It contains two complete hydrographic basins of the Limay and Manso rivers, and partially that of the Cojón Cura River. It has 240 lakes and lagoons, and some 220 permanent rivers and streams. If we navigated the shores of all the lakes, lagoons, rivers, and streams of the national park, we would travel approximately 4,000 kilometers, a distance comparable to 80% of the length of the National Route 40, the longest in the country. The park is surrounded by other protected areas. It is bordered to the west by two Chilean national parks, to the north by the Lanín National Park, and to the east by the Limay River Protected Landscape. This ensures future preservation of this wonderful natural and cultural heritage, which has become a UNESCO Biosphere Reserve. The park surrounds the cities of Bariloche and Villa Langostura, the towns of Villa Traful and Villa Mascardi, and partially the neighboring towns of Dinahuapi and El Manso. Their inhabitants, together with the Creole settlers, Mapuche communities, landowners, service providers, tourist guides, visitors, businessmen, governmental institutions, and NGOs, are part of the socio-economic dynamics of the national park and make up a significant challenge to reconcile development and conservation. See you at the next point of interest.